what did you guys do to work on yourself?
Throughout this week, we didn't make it about anybody else. We didn't make it about Mississippi State or anybody that we're playing. We made it about us, you know, going back to fundamentally sound football, going back to what we did day one, and just basically going back and fine-tuning the things that we kind of struggle with.
How excited are you to face a Mississippi State defense that's really good and, I guess, is a competitor? How excited are you for that challenge?
I'm very excited because, you know, it's another opponent, another opportunity to get better, you know, another opportunity for us to display what we are at this university. Mississippi State is a great team. You know, they have a great defensive line, great defensive front. You know, they do a lot of great things, but it's another SEC West opponent, and, you know, we're excited to get the opportunity.
What is it about the state of Mississippi that has caused some kind of struggles for y'all in years past?
Oh, man, just something about Mississippi, man. Mississippi is, you know, always a crazy place, but, you know, just in the past, you know, there's some things that we had to deal with, but now it's a new team, new year, and a new opportunity. So, you know, we're going to move forward and get what we have to get done.
Were you able to watch their game against LSU at all this week? Or?
I did. I watched that whole game, and, you know, it was a great game. You know, LSU and Mississippi State both have great defenses, and they really show what they can do. You know, our defense would definitely have to, you know, handle their offensive front and things that they do offensively. But offensively on our part, we're going to have to establish a run and be able to throw the ball. But, you know, I'm excited, you know, with our game plan and everything that we have.
Mississippi State's only allowed one touchdown through their defense in the last 30 possessions. You guys have had a hard time punching things into the end zone. How do you solve that issue this week against a defense that, you know, they've had a good track record the past few weeks?
Just another opportunity. You know, this week we I definitely say we focus on the little things like red zone offense, and that's something that we kind of had some nicks and pain with. We've been dealing with this year is red zone offense. You know, scoring when it counts in the red zone. So you know, kudos to Mississippi State. You know, they're a great defensive front, especially in the short yardage and in those situations. But we're gonna overcome and do what we have to do and be able to go out there and beat them.
Do you think those red zone issues were more execution or just play calling, or what do you pinpoint that to?
Execution is always goes back to execution. You know, we have to get it done. There's some little things that we missed and little things that we did wrong, but you know, we just got to play the next play.
I don't know if comfortable is the right word, but winning your last three games all by a touchdown or less seems like you guys get in that situation and somebody makes a big play, whether it's you capping off to, you know, the Kentucky win or Mon making a big throw. I mean, is comfortable the right word about being in a close fourth quarter game, or you guys just know that you have confidence you can get it done?
Yeah, comfortable, confidence, you know, all that, because, you know, we revert back to our training, and all throughout the week, you know, we practice our situational footballs, you know, 2 minutes before the half, 2 minutes before halftime, or 2 minutes, you know, the end of the game, you know, all those different situations. So when we get in those situations, you know, we're just comfortable. We're just playing our game. And guys, you know, teams are really, you know, at the end of the fourth quarter, they're getting beat up and they're getting tired, but we're just getting started because, you know, the way we practice and the way we, you know, did our whole offseason, you know, our bodies and our minds are engineered to be able to go out there and compete.
Why do you think y'all struggled against the West the last couple of years?
You said what?
Why do you think y'all struggled against the West, SEC West, over the last couple of years?
We struggled down the stretch. You know, that's something that everybody knows, that, you know, we struggled down the stretch, you know, mentally and physically. But, you know, like I said, this is a new year, new team, new opportunity. So I definitely feel like we've been getting stronger as the year goes on.
You feel like it'd be, you know, Jay said it might be a statement game for y'all to come out and play well against Mississippi State. You know, you've got a ton of West teams left on the schedule. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel the same way. You know, this last stretch is very, you know, difficult and a very, you know, key point to what we want, you know, in the direction that we want this university to go. So definitely it's very important. After a bye week, it really tells, you know, a lot about your team. So it'll be a very key point and key week for us.
I'm sorry if somebody asked you this, but 2 years ago in Starkville, what do you remember about that game?
Man, I remember that game vividly. You know, it was an 11 o'clock game, and, you know, we were ranked number 4 in the country. And we went out and, you know, played them, and they came to play. You know, we didn't, and they beat us. So, you know, I don't want to reminisce on the past, but, you know, it's a new opportunity, a new week, and we get to play them again. So we go back down there to Starkville, and we got to take what's lost.
Well, I hate 11 a.m. starts because I'm not an early bird. Why do football teams hate 11 a.m. starts?
You know, you just get your day started very early because, you know, especially on game day, you have to have everything ready and you have to be there and, you know, everything about 4 hours beforehand. But, you know, it just everything starts early. And but that's no excuse. You know, anytime, any opportunity that you have to go to battle, no matter what time it is, you have to be ready.
You expected what happened a couple of years ago to come up at all?
Oh, no.
The guys that were here a little bit?
Not at all. Not one bit.
That's not something y'all talk about at all?
Not one bit. The way this team is going in the direction and the energy in this program, I don't feel that been a problem at all.
Now, do you kind of look at Mississippi State because they're running offense? Do you look at them and grade them and figure out what they're doing, even though you play offense? But how much do you appreciate their running ability?
You know, I have a lot of respect for them, you know, especially when they have a special quarterback, you know, Fitzgerald, man, a guy that's 6'5", 230 pounds, you know, being able to run the ball, you know, like he's a running back. So, you know, that's not something you see all around the country. So, you know, you have to have respect for them. But, you know, have, you know, a lot of respect in their run game and their pass game and a lot of things that they do.
Do you ever think, well, if I was 6'5 and 230, what could I do?
Yeah, I can only imagine. But, you know, especially at the quarterback position, that's crazy. But, you know, kudos to Nick Fitzgerald, and especially, you know, with him being the all-time leader in quarterback rushing in the SEC. That's a big pedestal. So, you know, congratulations to him and their program, but we'll be ready to play.
Are you finding that rushing yards are easier to come by in the fourth quarter? Defense are probably a little bit more worn down than they have been in recent years against Hill?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, that's like I said, you know, all the practice and everything that we do throughout the year, our bodies are engineered. We're ready to go in the fourth quarter, and other teams are dying down, so we're just getting started. So if you can't stop, we're going to keep doing it.
What do you think changed? What was the biggest difference that y'all are able to do that in the fourth quarter? I mean, with your training or mental prep or whatever? I mean, can you point to a specific thing?
Our practices, you know, all throughout the first 10 periods, you know, we're practicing, but I definitely feel like the last part of practice is probably the hardest part of practice. And, you know, when your bodies are naturally ready to shut down and ready to, you know, end it, you know, you have to be able to ramp it up. So, you know, when you get to the game situation, your mind and your body can revert back to the training and be able to do that. So I definitely feel like that's correlating and switching over to the game-like situation.
Coming off a bye, how important is it to set the tone for the second half of the season?
It's extremely important. You know, it's more important than any other situation because now this is a week that you had off. So it's a week, you know, you weren't competing and you weren't able to go out there and experience a game-like situation. So now you have to be able to bounce back and play at a high level with next week being, especially with the direction and being in the SEC West. So it'll be a key moment for our season and really define who we are as a team.